Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman's back with me. Welcome back, Tammy.
And thanks for having me back.
So if you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, text or call 472-DOUG, and then you can also visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. And then be sure and visit our Facebook page, Doug Haldeman Show. Hit that like button on there, and you'll start to see regular updates of things that are going on our show.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tammy, as a couple, you and I get to strategize a lot about different money-saving strategies.
We do. Luckily, we're on the same page for most of them.
We pretty much are.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. So
I do, too.
You and I have come up with the 15 money-saving strategies for couples.
That's right.
And
that's
some of these are kind of fun. I like these.
Yeah, yeah. Some we left off, but we won't go there.
Yeah. All right. So the wannabe list was shower with a friend.
Yeah.
You wouldn't let that be on the list.
No.
It was the honorable mention.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. So,
So number one,
what do you have?
Go on dates that cost next to nothing. And we've talked with Tom Turbrack about this before. It doesn't have to be a fancy restaurant. It can be a romantic night at home. And you did this for me last Valentine's Day, where you made dinner at home and we watched a movie. And
yeah, it was a really romantic night.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We had candles. We had all kinds of romantic things.
Yeah.
You know, without going out and spending a ton of money. Now,
right.
This can be a little bit more difficult in a brand new relationship.
Yeah, that's challenging, especially when you're trying to make that impression.
Here's the mm-hmm. problem I'll put out there, though. I think that as a guy, because a guy is typically expected to pay for a lot of things in those early dates, it really sets the wrong precedent that if you don't have a lot of money, then don't give the impression that you do.
Mm-hmm. True, right.
Because it will tell you a little bit about that person, because the right person is not going to be important to him anyway.
Right.
You know, it would have never been important for you, Tammy, when we first started dating, for me to take you on expensive dates.
No. Let's see. Where did we went to Tucker's.
Yeah.
We went to Tucker's. It was nice. And then our second meal together.
Second date, you helped me move furniture.
I did. But I'm going to say the second meal was you cooking chicken.
Yeah,
at home.
That's true.
And I brought Jessie.
Right. Yeah, you brought your daughter.
She had
and I
to
grilled
approve
for you. She had to approve my cooking.
Yes.
All right, so go on dates that cost next to nothing. And another tip on that is that when you live in St. Louis, there are a ton of free things you can do. Science Center.
Hiking.
History
is my
museum.
Favorite.
Well, just in Forest Park alone, the zoo, history museum, art museum, science center. You know, go rollerblading
so
together.
Many things.
You go hiking, like all these different things. Go see a park.
Right.
But it doesn't have to cost much. So
exactly.
Number two on the list.
Sign up for free customer rewards programs. Gosh, that didn't come out very good.
A little tongue twister.
Yeah. So this we did recently, and I'm going to plug Table 3 because I really enjoy their food there.
Yeah, Table 3 in Wildwood.
It's in Wildwood.
Great restaurant.
And they have a program, and I thought this was really smart, is you text them, and then they give you a free appetizer. Before you order your meal, and it's the manager comes over, approves it, and you're done.
Right.
And
it saved us like $10.
Yeah.
You saved quite a bit of money instantly.
Right.
You also see, like with Redbox, they'll send you coupons. You go get a free movie on a Tuesday night or something.
Right.
You can see it with Netflix. We just signed up for Amazon Prime recently.
Right.
When I realized that in the last 6 months I'd ordered something like 48 different orders on Amazon.
I didn't know that. Thanks for telling me.
Well, but I don't go out to stores to buy it, so I'd rather do it there. And now I get the 2-day shipping.
Right.
Plus the Amazon free movies. So the customer rewards program, big way that you can save some money.
Mm-hmm. Right. Number three, if the time is right, move in together. Obviously, this is for those that are in a relationship, and that's part of your relationship that you agree on.
Right. Time has to be right.
Yeah.
It's a big caveat there. A lot of religious factors may come into play, a lot of moral and ethical things. But in the end, when you move in together, you can save a lot of money by combining to only live in one household, one set of utilities, one internet connection.
Right.
That can save a couple a lot of money by living together.
A lot of money. And we did that,
That definitely saved us.
It saved a lot.
Saved us a whole lot of money.
Right.
Your money will go much, much further once you do it.
All right. Number four, when furnishing a new place, buy used.
Yep. This is an interesting one to me because a lot of people almost think snobbishly that they're above that. Here's mm-hmm. where you really see this is with young parents.
I mean, Jessie does really well with this.
Yeah, our daughter yeah. Jessie is very, very, very industrious like yeah. you are, Tammy. Because
yeah.
You've taught her to do those things. Mm-hmm. But as you've been furnishing our house, mm-hmm. I mean, we go to flea markets. We mm-hmm. go to different...
Gently used
yeah, absolutely.
Stores.
And restore different items.
Yeah. And I'm not scared to refinish something or to add a piece of, you know,
we are constantly combing through Craigslist.
Yeah.
Finding hidden treasures on there.
Yep.
Going to antique stores or just different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how much money yeah. you can save in those things.
Definitely.
Even, like light fixtures, as we're putting yeah. light fixtures in our house,
yeah.
we're on eBay shopping and finding ones on eBay
getting
that were cheaper
deal.
Than Home Depot.
Right. Right.
Taking a little bit longer to do it, but it will save us a lot of money.
Yeah, not being in a hurry, that's for sure.
Number five.
So number five, consolidate whenever possible. And again, this is kind of what we were talking about before, but cell phone bills, magazine subscriptions, digital subscriptions. You know, Doug and I both like audiobooks and or Audible, and we combined our stuff together.
Right, and somebody has to give up their account. Yeah. And you can create a family account or a family mm-hmm. email address even.
Yeah.
And
iTunes was another one
right.
that we just combined everything.
Right, between iTunes, Netflix, mm-hmm. your Amazon accounts, or all the things that,
right.
Especially all the things that have a regular charge to it.
Right.
But combined Amazon, let us both use Amazon Prime.
Right.
But all those things that you can combine will save a ton of money.
Right.
Where you're not paying multiple things.
Right.
So very, very good one. In case you just mm-hmm. joined us, you'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the 15 money-saving strategies for couples.
Right. So number six, this one we had to add because this is something we do. The portions of food that we're given.
Number six is share food
share
at restaurants.
Share food, right. Share our food. And the portions are so big. And Doug does eat a lot.
Yeah, I'm a huge eater.
He is. He's like, I think he could win a contest.
I've won several eating
you
contests.
Have.
Yeah, I've won several eating contests.
So I would fail. A buffet is not a good deal for me.
Right.
So normally what we'll do is we'll go out and we'll order a steak and I'll eat maybe a third of it or a fourth of it. And believe me, I'm not afraid to eat. Like,
right.
You know, I'm not. Give me a cheeseburger any day of the week. But Doug will share.
Well, yeah. So the strategy is that, like, we might order an appetizer that we share and then order one meal
mm-hmm.
that we end up sharing.
Yeah.
And you've saved an entire entree.
Yeah.
And especially
and we're totally
if you went out,
cool.
Well, if you're at a nicer dinner where it's $20, $25 for a steak.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden it's cut that off the bill.
That's right.
It's
a huge savings.
It may sound a little cheesy and it's not
yeah.
something you're not going to want to do it on a first date with somebody.
Right.
But it will add up.
I mean, right.
It can be
exactly.
a lot of money over time.
All right. So number seven, get rid of unnecessary subscriptions. And these are the magazine subscriptions, cable bills, online media subscriptions, things you've kind of forgotten about and they're just kind of keep coming in the mail.
The worst to me are the renewing charges on
right.
the recurring charges on your credit card.
Right.
That just recur month after month until you take action to do something about
right.
it. And a lot of people where their finances are on autopilot
mm-hmm.
don't even really see that
right.
stuff.
Right. And so that's a tanning salon.
Right, the unlimited tanning.
Oh, my gosh. I paid, I don't know how much it was.
Oh, my gosh.
And I only intended to keep it for a couple months and then.
I've seen people get the face creams that are $79.99
oh, yeah,
a
no.
month.
No.
And it continues to go on and on and on and pile up with more than they're ever going to use in their lifetime.
Right.
It'll reach its half life
right.
before they're ever even going to use it all.
Yeah. Not good. So get rid of those.
Yes.
That's a good
number
that's a big
eight.
Deal.
Number eight on your list.
Make the most of grocery shopping. Now, Doug and I have this app that we love, 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 and it's called Grocery IQ. It allows us to sync our grocery lists together. So if Doug
right.
thinks of something and I think of something, we can add it on the list and we're not duplicating. So he doesn't come home with 3 gallons of milk, and I don't come
Absolutely.
Home with 3 gallons
make
of milk.
Most, yeah, make the most of grocery shopping. So
right.
Grocery IQ is the mm-hmm. app.
Yeah.
It's a free app, isn't it?
It's free. No, it's free. I found it, and it is, it's just been great.
Yeah,
we can
shared
sync
shopping
it.
List. What mm-hmm. I like about it is that, like, if you have a written shopping list, you're probably going to keep it in your kitchen somewhere close to
yeah.
where your food is.
Right.
But there's so many other items like toiletries or things in your bathroom.
Oh, right.
That whenever I run across something that you're out, you can add it to the list immediately. Mm-hmm. Understanding the way the brain works,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to remember to add it to the list.
No,
later.
We
and
always.
You're not going to remember.
Yeah,
when
we
you
were
get,
forgetting all kinds.
Yeah, you don't remember it once you get to, right. To the grocery store either. So that's mm-hmm. that's a big deal.
Yep.
So
yep.
We spend so much money on groceries that I'll I think that's where you can take. You know, when it's coupons
or right.
buying.
And Grocery IQ actually gives you some coupons on there.
Well, and buying generics is a big deal.
Yeah.
When so many people are snobbish about generics and they don't realize that, that it's the same assembly line they come off of. It's just mm-hmm. a different package on most of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's the seconds.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what it used to be many years ago, but
right.
not anymore.
Right.
So I know it's great value with everything
cans,
in our house.
Cans, everybody throwing them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, throwing them down on the floor.
All right, so coming up. We have the 15 money-saving strategies for couples. We've covered 1 through 8, and coming up, we're going to be covering 9 through 15. You don't want to miss this. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.